Nickname Rishai. So Amar Rav Huna. Am I tape?
Okay.
Amar Rav Huna, Lo Yishanu El Nickname. Only when it's cut off from the top. Av Nistak, it's cracked, which means that when it's tight, you have to say that the branches of the lulav, every leaf coming out of lulav is let's say sliced halfway down the middle, is kosher. So Nistak is kosher. In fact, the Gemara of Nistak kosher is Nistak actually kosher. Vatan, you wrote the whole Abraisa with the whole list of Psulei Lulav. Lulav Kaf, Lulav that is bent. So we're going to say that means to say at the end of the Lulav, as like some people call it Knepel, but it's severely bent over. It means the tip of the Lulav is bent over like an old man that's bent over. That's one Psul. Kovitz. Or let's say that comes out of the Lulav, comes out prickly things. That's uksin, it's like thorns come out of the actual, the handle of the lulav. Saduk, if it's cracked, which is the gay part kasha, where we see over here saduk is possible. Akum, if the lulav is bent, which means the entire lulav is bent over like a letter C. Akum daimil lamagal, that's one thing, it's bent over like a sickle. Same we know a sickle is circular, here too it is bent over circularly. Possible, all is not possible. So again, Ramesh, you're holding here on the bottom here. Let's start again from there. But Tanya, we just said that a lulav that has the branches which are cracked are kosher. So the Gemara is asking in kasha about Tanya. You know, the Braisa says, can give us a whole list of psulim, lulav kafaf, a lulav that's bent over. It means the edge of the lulav it's bent over at the end, or kavuts. The lulav has sharp things protruding from the base of the lulav.
Spine
of the lulav, thank you. Saduk, or it's cracked. Or akum daim ulamago, the lulav is bent over like a sickle. Same with sickle is like a C, semicircle. So here too, the lulav, the entire lulav is bent over a little bit. Possible, it sees possible. Charus, if it's charus, is also possible. Charus means to say the lulav hardened, the lulav gets very hard, so then the branches, we were used to looking soft, lulav gets extremely hard, then the branches of the lulav stick out and they can't be tied back down. It's possible. Doimul charus is only partially hard. Kosher. So kaponim, we have a list of the brises of these five or six psulim over here. Included amongst one of these psulim is the fact that it's saduk. That the lulav which is cracked over, which the leaves coming out are semi-cracked, is kosher, is possible. And Ravuna said they're kosher. So what's the pshat? So I'm rapapane. The Ovid kehemnik. The case over here that's going to end up being possible is made like a hemnik. Now a hemnik was some type of tool used in times of a cipher, which was like this, like a Y. Okay, so Gemara is saying that about if the actual leaf of the lulav is cracked, that's not a problem. Here we're talking about, according to Rashi, that the entire way that the branches grew at the end of, from the shedra was like a Y. I mean, you look at a lulav, so all the branches cover over the lulav. But here, at the end, it's built in that it goes like this. So it looks like two shedras. That's what Rashi says. By the way, a lot of other Rishayim say Ovid Kehemnik is going in the Tiamis. And that's why if you look at people looking at the tip of their lulav in a month, what they're really looking is, some people say, oh, it's a Hemnik, it's a Hemnik. Which means to say, some Rishayim hold that the actual Tiamis can't have any split in it, or if it has a deep split, it looks like this, that's going to be possible.
Rashi wouldn't agree to that?
No, Rashi says it's only that the whole entire Shedra is split. Rashi, this has to grow. When you lose, if it's what we call hemnik today, some people you can't see with the naked eye. Come out there. I was saying the entire, all the leaves went one way and all the leaves went that way. All the leaves. You can see that's the according to Rashi, what is possible. Fine. So the Gemara goes back to the Raisa. Raisa says, Akum doimet lamagal. If it's crooked, entire lulav is crooked, and then it's possible. So I'm Rava. Loi Armon elavana. That's only if it's bent out in front of it. Aval Acharov, if it's bent out backwards, Briyasu, that's the way it grows. So what does that mean? I mean, say you hold up a lulav the way if you hold up the lulav the way we have it, you see the whole shmakalu, the whole shedra. If it's bent over towards you, which means the way of the shedra is, that's not a problem at all. If it's bent over other way, towards the meaning when we hold up a lulav, it's just to see the shedra. if it's bent over towards your face a little bit, that's not a problem. But it's bent over a little bit the other way, that's going to be a problem. And that's why you see a lot of people when they come by a lulav, they take the lulav and they hold it out like this. That's exactly their turn. Even though none of the lulav we have today, I think, look bichlal like a sickle. I guess you want to be extra machmir that it shouldn't look even a mashu who bent. That's where it comes from. That's what people are trying to be machmir. Amr of Nachman, let stadim is bent to the side, kilafan of dummy, it's like it's bent forward and it's possible of amrilo, and other people say kilachar of dummy. See, machlaikis of Nachman and the acherim, if it's bent a little bit to the sideways, is that a problem, not a problem? Vamarav, hai lulava, you have a lulav, the salik bechad hutsa, that all the leaves grow on one side, balmum hu upasal. Right, an interesting term. He's saying that if you have a lulav, we're accustomed, obviously, all of lulavim today, it grows on both sides. The branches, the leaves grow on both sides of the branch. But if you have something which is a weird lulav, only grows on one side, that's a psul's balmum, which means to say, I think he means to say it's not hadar. It's something which is obviously not hadar. Therefore, he calls it a balmum, and that's going to be possible. That's not common today, b'chol. Fine. And different to all of. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if the branches broke off, it's possible. So now, Amr of Papa. Let's see one line, and we'll go back to Rashi and Taisus. Amr of Papa. Nifritzu is broken off. The Avri Kichufia. It's made like a broom. Nifridu. If it's separated, Ifrude, it's separate. So again, what's the Papa coming to say? The Mishnah says if the leaves are nifrats, they're broke off. It's possible. Nifrad. If they only separated, it's kosher. So he's explaining to us what nifritzu means. His nifritzu broke off the aviki chufya. It's made like a broom. So Rashi and Machlokes Rashi tells us what that means. Rashi knows to say that the actual leaves of the lulav broke off, and they're somehow tied together like a broom. The same way you tie together, what's a broom? It's a bunch of things tied together. So that's going to be pasul. And nifrad means it's attached. Just the branches are separated from the shedra of the lulav. That's a Rashi learns. Taisus learns sign nifritzu and sign nifridu. They're both attached. However, Taisus learns nifritzu means that you tore down the leaf of every of the branches. I'm saying it. You tore apart the leaf to make them like a broom. If you have a broom, a good broom, if you want to make a loom of the broom, how do you do it? You take every one of the every leaves and slice it down, so you have more broom, right? You have more stuff. So therefore, Zarktaisis, if you did it like that, that's going to end up being possible. But of course, it's attached, because if it will be broken, like Rashi learns, Taisis, that's Pasha. So again, it's not considered a broom. So let's read it again. Amra Papa, Nifritzu, if it broke off, the Avid Kichufya, you made like a broom and it's possible, if Dubshat, what that means. Nifritzu, if it's just separate, but it's ready to be tied together, the fruit of the Ifrit, it's separate, but it's ready to be tied together, it's good. Fine. Bayer of Papa. So Rav Papa switches gears to a new psul, which is most common today. Nechukla Tiyaymis Ma. Let's look at the Tiyaymis splits. What is the halacha? Now, what is the case of Nechukla Tiyaymis? I think there's like six or seven pshatim. And then most of them, it's not so clear what they are, but Rashi will go with Rashi's pshat. In Rashi, is two pshatim, what Rashi really means. Because we all know by lulav, every one of lulav leaves are doubled over. So sometimes it's tricky when you're trying to say doubled leaf, doesn't mean all the leaves are doubled over, really, or they're referring to two double leaves. So when we'll go look to Rashi. Rashi says Nechlet Yemis means that either two pshatim in Rashi, say it like that. Either it means Rashi is going to what we call the Tiyamis, which is the top leaf from the end of the Shedra. So let's say it splits. So Rashi says it splits so badly that the leaf all the way into the Shedra was split, right? You have a Shedra, you have a leaf sticking out. So you go to the top leaf, that leaf was split down the middle to its base, all the way into the actual Shedra. That's what Rashi says, what Nechelchat Yemes means. It's split all the way down there. Some Rishayim say, and Taisus learns this, what Rashi means, that it means in case you have two Tiyamesin, you have two leaves going up, and they're attached to each other naturally, say through Kaira, or through other, they're just stuck together for some reason. That's the way they grew, and that will split down. So again, Rashi's either the two basic Pshatim in the Gemara is, either means one, the highest leaf called the Tiyamis that was split all so badly all of the Shedra, or it means that two, you had a way, it doesn't grow like that by us anymore, you had two Tiyamis and stuck together and it was split down the middle. Is that going to be kosher or possible?
Why is it different than a nitzdak kosher? We already know nitzdak is kosher. This is, why is it different than a regular case of nitzdak?
Because the Tiyamis is more kosher, that's what I'm saying. I think that's what I'm saying. The Tiyamis is the Iker branch, that's what I'm saying. The Tiyamis is always considered the more, your eye is mostly on the Tiyamis. That's why all these things is less harder. It only clan the Tiyamis, one branch. buck up on what we do today. But if they know the halacha, we all sit there looking at the tip of the lulav. The tiamis is split, even a mashu. That's kamar pasha. That's only lachumra. That's only the sam rishit is rishayim. According to Rashi, saying right here, it has to be split so badly all the way down to the shedra, you're not going to find such a lulav in the store. Fine. So nechat tiamis ma. Let's say it's split. So tashma da'amar rebeichin rishum and levi nitla tiamis. If you took away the whole tiamis, it's not split. It just was cut off totally. It's possible. Zot Gemara, my love, who adin nechiko? Nechiko should be the same thing. So we're nay loy nitla shani. It was worse. The chasale, it's actually missing. Igadami, Amar Yehuda Shakish. No, they are similar. Nechiko tiyamis. This is maskana sa Gemara. If it's split, naset's made kmishnil tiyamis, like it's taken away. You pasul. So basically, the Gemara is coming out that nechiko is pasul, but split is pasul, just like the tiyamis was taken away. And the reason is like I was telling Ray Murray, is that the tiyamis is the ikar part of the branch, ikar part, ikar thing your eye catches in the lulav, and that's where we're machmer on it. And it's really, you know, for sukkah, kind of see all the different pshatim and the rishayim what it means. But again, according to Pashup Pshat and Rashi, it's split all the way down, and we don't have that today. Bechlal. Review the Aymer.
Big machlaik is how far down is the Rashi mean for the olam?
It means including the shadra or not the shadra, but it doesn't mean the tippy top, like we're sitting with them, what we do today. That's a chayr of mitzvah and mufka. There's a chayyadim that says it shouldn't be split at all. Review the Aymer. Tanya, Buda Aymer, going back to the Mishnah, Buda says if the leaves of the lulav are separate, you could tie them together. And your Yudos, you have to tie them together. Tanya Yudo Aymer Shur Matarfin, he brings a riot, you should tie it together. The whole lulav is called kapis tomorrow. And the word kapis means tied. We know kafus. Kafus, he darshan that to be tied together. Imhoye parubit separi kasvenu. So Yudo says, he learns from the actual taich of the word kapis tomorrow that a lulav has branches are separate, you should tie them together. Now the Tanakhama held, it really agrees to this. Tanakhama holds, as long as the roi to be tied together, it's enough. You don't have to actually tie it together. So now the Gemara goes on a side point and tries to figure out how we know a lulav is a lulav. So now, even though we know Allahu Mashiach Sinai, we know what the Dal Aminam are, but the Gemara tries to find them in the Psukim to prove to us that a kapas tomorrow refers to what we call lulav. Some of you know Ravashi, my dad, because tomorrow I'm the lulav. How do we know the word kapas tomorrow is a lulav? Eime charusa. Now, what's Aimacharusa? Maybe means Charusa. Charusa is all another part of the lulav tree. Just it's referring to the main branch. It's referring to the main branch of the tree, which a lulav grows out of that branch. It's basically the main branch. So, Sakti Gemara, and has things protruding from it. So, maybe that's what lulav is. Sakti Gemara, no. But even kafus velek, we need that you're able to tie it, and it's missing that. Meaning, you have to have a lulav tree which is fit to be tied together. And this, from this drush of kafus, if you have a branch of the tree which is much more hard, and the things coming out of it can't be tied down to it, they'll crack. It's possible. So, in fact, Gemara of Eimo Ufsa. So, Ufsa is the bark of the tree, and the bark of the tree, there's nothing there. So it's not lacking in tying together. So Gemara kafus, but the fact that Tari says you should tie together mechal di kaparud, you have something separate. High kafus vaymid, and this is always separate. High kafus vaymid loyelam. This is always going to be tied together. I mean to say, the Gemara was saying that if you have something which is not never possible to have something separate, then it's not negay to say you need to tie it together. So it can't be the main bark of the tree. In fact, the Gemara
says that. Is a main trunk or a main
trunk? Main trunk, that's a better word. Okay. In fact, the Gemara of Eima Kufruhu, it is a Kufra. So the Kufra is similar to one of the branches which we mentioned before, Charus, that has Lulavu coming out of it. But the Gemara said softer. So it's softer, it's easy to tie it together. So the Gemara, Amar Bayinay, the famous quote, Tercheret Achinoyam, the Chol Nesifis Shal Shalom Ksiv. The Torah is pleasant. The Torah's ways are pleasant. Meaning what? To say that the Torah will not give you a mitzvah to do which is unpleasant. Since it's part of the tree, and when you hold on to it, it's very prickly. So you're going to hold to, imagine the shulim, you stand in a hollow, you're holding onto a branch which is sharp, things coming from it, that's unpleasant. Which I want to add, which means to say, about the Torah sometimes has unpleasant scenarios. Meaning to say, a lot of mitzvahs, you go through the course of your life, may feel it causes you some type of physical pain and tsar. It doesn't mean that every mitzvah in your whole life is always going to be physically geshmak. But the actual mitzvah can't be given in a way that's always not geshmak. That's what it means. So Chedach Hinayah means, I think, no? Pashup Shat. Chedach Hinayah means to say that the Torah is not going to give you a mitzvah which is built to be unpleasant. But of course, you can have the same in your life. A mitzvah will be unpleasant in this specific specific scenario.
Or you had an option to shoot. In this particular case, you have an option to shoot something which is derechadachanayim or something which is not.
He's saying because we could have, we have other choices, you say. Right, and what he's saying, it's not right what I'm saying. He's saying you're not going to pick that one only. Oh, yeah. You're nice smart. Fine. So Amalei Rabba Teisvah, the Ravina, a different kasha, a different option. Maybe it means you pick up two bundles of dates. So again, the lulav is part of the date tree. So why don't you pick up the actual bundle of dates? Maybe that's what a lulav would be. A lulav means two bundles of dates. So the Gemara, kapa is ksiv, so it's only one. So it's not one bundle of grapes, so of dates. Ahu kaf karile. That's called a kaf. Like we would say a kaf tamarim. If the Torah wanted a bundle of dates, it would have called it a kaf. The word kapois is lashon of tying. So lashon of tying must be referring to the lulav tree, which has branches coming out which need tying, so can't refer to it. So basically, maskanas of the Gemara is all these different options are not negeya, either because they're unpleasant, either because they don't have branches which are fit to be tied, or they don't have branches need to be tied. And it can't be tamarim, because tamarim would be referred to, the correct term would be kaf. The kaf tamarim, but kafois means also of time.
The Gemara Bakta said shalom, because if you take a little, that's trickling, so then they'll be bleeding all over. That's not shalom.
It's a shalom, right? Right. Say, it's unpleasant, it's not peaceful.
No. Shalom means it's peace, not blood on it.
Oh, he's saying it's like war, you see blood.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
It's a shalom.
Okay. Fine. Sinei har barzel ksheir. So we went to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says these branches which grow in har barzel are ksheir. So what's the significance of that? So these branches, these lulavs, the problem with these lulavim is that the leaves were not long. So we used to have leaves protruding very odd and cover over the whole shedra. These leaves are very short. Sivam Rabbi, Lo Yishanu El Shereisha Shalzeh, the head of this one, Magia Letzad Ikri Shalzeh, reach the bottom of the next leaf. Ava Ein Reisha Shalzeh, Magia Letzad Ikri Shalzeh, if the head of this leaf does not get to the bottom of that leaf, pas. Which means to say, each leaf had to at least hit the other one. You one leaf like this, so the leaf grew from here to here. But the next leaf had to at least start from here to here. Like we have by Hadas, each Hadas had touched other Hadas. If you have a break in the middle, that's already a problem. Tanya Melchi, Tzini Har Barzel Psulo. Your bride says they're puzzle. I, our mission says ksheira, va'anan tenan ksheira. Our mission says kasha. Shma amino kabaya, shma amino. We see the kabaya that it has to be, depends. It could be short, but it has to at least be touching the next leaf in front of it. I'm just furious to Gemara, to on top of my base a little bit, because it's the same Bika the Rami, the Mirma, some people present it as a stira. Tanan, Sini Barazak Sheira, Kosher Vatani Psula, it's possible, or by Lake Kosher. Kanshe Zumagi, it's a Rikash Zet, Kanshe Zumagi, it's had Ikrai Shel Zet. The Gemara fears is interesting Gemara. Amra Miria and Amra Juban Levi. Army law, Tani Bar Miriam, Mashurma Mechim Zakai, Shte Timrai, Seishab Gai Ben Hino. There were two Tamarim trees in the valley of Gehenim. But Oila Asher Min, and smoke came out of them. The Zeo Shoshaninu, Sinei Har Barzel. We called it Sinei Har Barzel Ksheirs. I mean, these Sinei Har Barzel we discussed grew in the mountain here of Gehenim. The Zui Pisosh Gehenim. This is the opening of Gehenim. There was a place that they had smoke coming out of it that shows there was a Gehenim Atachta, and there really is a Gehenim in this world, and there was smoke came out of there. And these two trees were the opening to it, and that's why they called it Har Barzel, the mountain of Barzel, the Rishon de Achrayim, Farshim say, because the Yetzer Hara is Kasha Kabarzal. So we call them, that's what makes a person go to Gehenim, is the Yitzhar. So that's what we call the Har of Barzal. But you see over here, this is a Pisosha Gehenim. We had also that another raya that Gehenim's in this world. It says the what keeps Chami Tveria, the hot waters in Tveria, hot. Sometimes the Gemara Tveria had hot springs. It says because the water, not from the sun, Gemara says it went over the Pisosha of Gehenim. So the Gemara knew that there is, in that time, I guess, Derech Neis, there was a certain place that's. There was fires burning.
This is summer. Not the summer.